Unit 8. The Temple of Borobudur.
In 1814, England's Lieutenant Governor of the Indonesian island of Java, Thomas Stamford Raffles, sent a group of his men to look for a mountain of Buddhist sculpture in stone that was said to be buried in the jungle. Working from the tales of the local people, Mr. Raffles set his men to work digging at one of the many hills in central Java. 2 months later, one of the men working on the hill found a magnificent sculpture of Buddha carved in stone. The extraordinary Temple of Borobudur, the largest Buddhist temple in the world, had been uncovered. Construction of the temple had begun around 800 AD under the Sailendra dynasty of Java. The temple was planned to be a symbolic representation of the universe and was built over a small hill. When seen from above, a person can easily make out the overall design of the temple. The temple has 10 levels, which represent the 10 spiritual stages in the life of a Buddhist pilgrim as he or she travels from ignorance to nirvana, the state of spiritual perfection or enlightenment. The lower levels are shaped like squares to represent the stage of the journey where the pilgrim prepares him or herself for enlightenment. The upper levels are circular, symbolizing the enlightenment of the pilgrim. The highest point of the temple is a stupa or shrine that rises to a height of more than 35 meters. This marks the final point of the pilgrim's journey. Along the 6-kilometer journey through all of the walkways of the temple leading up to the highest level, hundreds of carved images of the Buddha may be found. After the temple was completed, it became the center of Buddhist worship in the Sailendra Kingdom until 930 AD. In that year, the nearby volcano, Mount Merapi, erupted. Tons of ash and lava covered Borobudur. Overnight, the temple disappeared. It was totally covered under layers of ash from the volcano. The temple remained hidden until Mr. Raffles and his men uncovered it again in the 1800s. However, after Mr. Raffles left Java, work on the temple was carried on without much interest. Collectors of ancient artifacts stole priceless treasures from the temple, and soon all work on the temple came to a standstill. People living in the area began using stones from the temple to build and repair their homes. Additionally, well-meaning but mistaken Europeans, in an attempt to preserve the temple, cleared away the vegetation that covered it. Without realizing it, by removing the plants, they had also removed the temple's protection from the weather. Over the following decades, Borobudur suffered more damage from wind and rain than in the preceding 1,000 years. In 1900, with Java under Dutch control, an engineer named Dr. Theodor van Erp was assigned the job of saving and rebuilding the temple. However, 2 world wars and a limited supply of money interfered with his work. In 1973, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, stepped in and began the Borobudur Restoration Project. The project had its work cut out for it in fully restoring the temple to its original state. The restoration took 10 years and involved experts from 27 countries. In total, over 1 million stones were moved, cleaned, and replaced. The restoration work was compared to completing a massive jigsaw puzzle. When the 1,000-year-old temple was finally reopened, the president of Indonesia said that through the use of modern technology, Borobudur will live 1,000 years more. In 1991, Borobudur was placed on the UNESCO World Heritage List.